The proposal would include $60 million in state tax credits and authorize $150 million in public borrowing. Sponsors say that would be used to enable a $1.5 billion project that would create 150 jobs at a plant in Hayward. Republican State Senator Mary Felskowski says the plant would grind up low-quality timber into pulp and use it to make what's known as sustainable aviation fuel.
There is going to be an increasing demand for this type of fuel, and we are right at the forefront here in Wisconsin.
Currently, the European Union requires planes to use a certain percentage of that type of biofuel with the goal of decreasing carbon emissions. And those EU requirements are slated to increase in coming years. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.